Rabbeisai, we're going to get involved in the Tosis. Before we do, I just want to mention that we have a very special guest speaker tonight by Mishmar, Zevi Hafstedes Chavrusa, who's going to be giving the Mishmar. His name is
Sarabrovsky.
Yeah, he was a Magachir in Rabbi Feivelson's yeshiva, but now he's Baruch Hashem here with us. And Zevi's enjoying him immensely. I think we'll all enjoy him tonight. If you want to join us for Mishmar, we have a new chef. David Steinman's making the poppers.
Yeah.
And Moshe Krangel made the challant. So you made what?
Popper sauce.
Popper sauce, yeah. Titzer, we start at 11 o'clock. We go 11 to 11:30 is Seder. 11:30 to 12 is Shir. And then we have poppers and challant. You're all welcome to join us. It's usually on Minchas Chinuch. It's a Ion Shir on the Parshas HaShavua. Usually, I think he's giving a Sfir Saimer, right? I think he's doing Sfir Saimer tonight. Okay. Basically, we're going to try to get started on time so we don't end up going late. I don't like keeping the Olam late, but if Olam wouldn't keep me early, then I would. Yeah. Here goes. So we're talking about the sugya. Tosis fragt sich der Kasha. Steht in unserer Mishnah that ein oimrim yase ze ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov. You don't do kasha zamam. This is definitely not classic type of eid zoymeim. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, it said ein oimrim yase zoymeim boyle. So this is like a case you don't do din hazama. Memela fragt Tosis the Kasha. Tosis asks that lechoira, if that's true, this is eidus she'i ata yochol lahazima. This is edus which you cannot make them into edim zaymimim. And edus she'iat yochol lahazima is not edus. So how can edim ever say that someone is a ben gerusha ben chalutza and we believe them? How could that be? It's edus she'iat yochol lahazima. Do we ever believe that edim when they say someone is a ben gerusha ben chalutza?
Yes.
Where does Tosis say that? The hachi hua emes. We do believe them. How do you know it? From our Mishnah and from other Mishnayis, according to that's Tosis's question. So we have this klal, something called you need edus has to be edus she'ata yochol lehazima. There seems to me two different approaches in the Rishonim, and maybe Tosis is going to struggle with that itself as to whether or not you need edus she'ata yochol lehazima. One approach we find in the Rishonim in Rashi and Psachim. Yud Beis Amar Aleph, where Rashi and Psachim Yud Beis Amar Aleph says that the reason is because when the Torah describes Eidus, the Torah says, if you say you Eidus, we believe you, and if you don't say you're Eidus, what happens? You get Kasher Zamam. And that is the way that the Torah, when it writes Eidus, it needs to be that the Eidus has Hazam in it. Any Eidus that has Hazama is considered Eidus. Any Eidus that doesn't, isn't considered Eidus. And that is the way that the Torah created Eidus. Eidus has to be Yochel Hazim in order for it to be Eidus that we acceptable Eidus. There was another pshat in the Rishonim, that the Rishonim say that the reason why you need Eidus Yochel Hazim is because we need some sort of deterrent. We need something for us to believe that the guy's not lying. If every person can just lie and get off scot-free, so then what's all likelihood the guy that's very possible that he's standing in front of us is lying? What is giving us reason to believe this eight? Because he is going to have repercussions. And those repercussions will be for him a deterrent from lying. So therefore you need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. This is Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Ayin Heomid Beis. That it sounds like a stira in Rashi. We're going to get there. It's like a stira in Rashi, but okay, two different reasons. A nafgamina perhaps would be what we said yesterday. A chakira from who? Anyone remember the end of Shir? Who was the chakira from at the end of Shir yesterday? The Or Sameach. The Or Sameach cleared a chakira. Boy said, "Oh, that's the chaz of the Shir." The Or Sameach clears a chakira. What happens if Peshas that he says the Eidus, he's not a treifa? But after he says the Eidus, and after we ask him all the questions, he becomes a treifa. So do you need Peshas Hagoda? he should be Eidus Shati Yachal Azimor. Do you need B'shas that Bezin is going to paskin on the Eidus? It has to be Eidus Shati Yachal Azimor. So the Chayr, it's going to be totally on how you understand. If it's just Exeris Akosav, hold on 1 second. It's just Exeris Akosav that Eidus, in order for us to accept Eidus, it has to be Eidus in this type of structure. Over here, you can't, once the Eidus loses that Yachal Azimor, you can't paskin on Pidus Eidus anymore. This Eidus went stale. But if the Vart is that you need a deterrent, if Bishas, he said the Eidus, and he went through all of the Bedika, and we asked him all his questions, he thought that there were going to be serious repercussions. So we have a deterrent. Yes.
Did that case be comparable to the case where he brought the get and then it became a cherish,
He brought the get.
And then we said that it didn't work, right?
He brought the get. You mean the shliach? So, the difference is that over there, he didn't finish. He finished, he said his Eidus, he's done with his Eidus. We now have to decide if we want to pass him based on his Eidus. Because we're saying over here, the pshat is that if the Eidus, in order for it to be Eidus that we can paskin alpi, the Eidus needs to be at the Yochel Azima, it lost its form of Eidus. It's not Eidus anymore. We didn't paskin alpi the Eidus yet. We heard the Eidus, we interrogated the witness. He was finished doing his part, but we didn't take the Eidus and use it yet. So he said his Eidus. So if it's just in order to be a deterrent, he said his Eidus. B'shas that he said an Eidus, he had a deterrent, so therefore we have reason to believe him. But if the word is that in order for it to be a cheftz of Eidus, it has to be like this, that's the Orsa Me'echs Hakira. So now we come to our Toysus. Ask Toysus a question. We'll see it inside from Onfang Rabbi's side. From the beginning, let's see Toysus' kasha. Tema, kivan shim huzmu, eino nasin ben gerusha v'chalutza, imkein gam shalo yuzmu, eich yasa al pihem, ben gerusha v'chalutza, dehachi hu ha'emes, that we do it based on him, v'amai, o havi Eidus shiat yochel azima v'einzu Eidus. Answers Toysus v'yesh loymar. Kivan deloikin, havi kasher zomam, v'havi shapir at yochel lehazima. Says Toysus, yeah, but you give him malchus, dos is kasher zomam, and it's shapir at yochel lehazima. What is Toysus' teretz? Toysus' kasher was, you're not doing kasher zomam. Toysus' teretz is, kivan deloikin, havi kasher zomam, v'havi shapir at yochel lehazima. So the achroinim lanin, and even he brings from the Teferes Yerushalayim, Reb Shmuel brings from the Teferes Yerushalayim, that they learn that this is Toysus Teretz, an extremely Lomdisha Teretz. Toysus in his Kasha thought that the Malkus that you're getting is Asta Loisane, and then you're not getting punished at all for your Kasha Zamam. Toysus in his Teretz is no. Toysus is Metaretz, that the Malkus is for Kasha Zamam. The Yiddish word is baitzach. I don't even know what it means. Baitzach. Does anyone know what that word means exactly? I know what it's coming to say. The literal translation is change. It's a change. It's a baitzach. There's a baitzach going on over here. The kasha we thought, the malchus, has nothing to do with kasher zomam. And in the teretz, it's a baitzach. And it changes. Now we're saying the Malkus is for Kasher Zomam. And that Chakira that we spoke about yesterday is Gufa, what Toysus is discussing over here in his Kasha and his Teretz. What I don't like about it, personally, about this so much, is that Toysus doesn't really give us a clue that that's what's changing. According to this, what's Toysus' Teretz? What's his revelation in the Teretz? You have to redefine the Malkus. The Malkus is coming because of Kasher Zomam. So I would have written, if I was Tosfos, I would have written like this, V'yesh Loimer, De Malkus Hu Mishum Kasher Zomam. De Malkus Hu, Tosfos should have said, the Malkus is, that's the Beitzach, that's the change. But Tosfos says, Kivan Deloikin Havi Kasher Zomam. Because of your Malkus, so it is Kasher Zomam. You should say the Mal. What it does makes it sound like it's almost like the Kasher Zomam happens. It happens. It's because you get Malkus, so you got a Kasher Zomam here. What does he mean? What does he mean? So Shmuel asks another question here. I'm going to get to that. Shmuel's question is that Tosfos later on says clearly, Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that the Malkus and our Mishnah is Al Sloisaneh. And we were saying that Tosfos' Teretz is the Malkus is Al Kasher Zomam. So steer in Tosfos. What's going on? You got it? We were saying that the whole Teretz of Tosfos is that the Malkus is here for Kasher Zomam. So I don't like it because I don't like the language. The Beitzach is going to be in, it should say that you thought the Malkus is Al Sloisaneh. No, the Malkus is for Kasher Zomam. That's not his language. And but Rav Shmuel asks maybe even a stronger, more compelling question. But Tosfos says the Malkus is Al Sloisaneh. Comes Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and says, Rav Shmuel, that's not what Tosfos means. Tosfos on the Dalet Amud Beis. Yeah, you're right. Says Rav Shmuel, that's not what Tosfos means. Tosfos means as follows. What's the idea of Kasher Zomam? The idea of Eidesh HaTiyachal Azima. What's the idea of Eidesh HaTiyachal Azima? You need a deterrent. So, Enoch Anami, maybe the punishment does not fit the crime exactly. Because what do we want? What was the crime you wanted to make him into? A? Bengush Ben Chalutza. But the fact is there going to be repercussions? Yeah, there's going to be repercussions. You're going to beat him within an inch of his life. That's repercussions. So is there a deterrent? Is this person going to say, yeah, I'm going to go say about him. I'm not going to become Ben Gush and Chutzah anyway, so I might as well go lie about him. It's like, are you crazy? You're going to beat you? Silly.
So every time you're over laws, we're just giving all of a sudden that's enough for a repercussion.
That would be enough repercussion. Anytime a person does, it's going to come and say, Eidus Shetel Chazim would be if we can't do anything, says Tosfos. But if you can do something, that's already called Eidus Shetel Chazim. Because the whole Yisoid of Eidus Shetel Chazim is we want a deterrent. Mela says Tosfos, you've got a deterrent. Oh, so the language of Tosfos is not so gishmak. Language of Tosfos is not so good. I was bothered by the language. His language is still not good. Tosfos says, Kima deloikin havi kasher zomam. Rabbi Shapat Yochel Azima. Language bothers me. Enoch Anami, if you look in the Tosfos Shans, he doesn't say those words. He just says, Kima deloikin, it's Eidus Shetel Yochel Azima. Take a look in the Tosfos Shans, my friends, tonight during Night Seder. He doesn't say those words.
Why we said that the Leifel is all right. Why isn't it just for himself, not enough of the
It would be, but it's not Kasher Zomam. You're right, it would be. What? No, no, but what's the Machayev of Malkus? Loisane. Yeah, what's the Machayev of giving him just to him? Kasher Zomam, but it's not Kasher Zomam, so you can't give that Machayev. You're getting back to the same question that people asked me before. So every time you want someone to do Eidus, just tell him we're going to give him a punishment, and then it was in this Kabbal. We can't give new punishments. It has to be the Torah gave the punishment. So over here, which punishment did the Torah give this person? You can't give him half Kasher Zomam because that's not Kasher Zomam. So we need a deterrent. What's the deterrent going to be? You got
so
it?
So where did they make up that Malkus is going to turn?
The Torah didn't make it up. It's Tikkus HaTzadik, V'hoyim bin Hakus HaRasha. The Torah said you get Malkus. The Torah gave you Malkus. Then it's also from the same Pasuk. The question is, what did that Pasuk tell us? The Pasuk says you get Malkus for say Ben Gush Ben Chalut. So it's a Pasuk. Is it telling you you're getting Kasher Zomam or you're getting Losana? But either way, it's giving you a punishment. Either way, you've got a repercussion. So Tosfos Teretz says there's a repercussion. Moshe Siegelman doesn't like the language that it says, Kimin Deloikin Havik Kasher Zomam. I said the Tosfos Shantz takes care of the Lashon. Yeah, but this is not Tosfos Shantz. What about Tosfos? The answer is going to be L'chayre as follows. And this is what Avi Zellinger was saying. We have two reasons for Eidus Shetel Yochel Azima. One reason we said is a Rashi in Psachim Daf Yud Beis, which says it's because the Pasuk says Kasher Zomam, and the Eidus has to be Kasher Zomam. The other reason is a Rashi in Daf Ayin Hayam Yud Beis. The Rashi says because you need a deterrent. Well, which one is it? They're both Rashi. That's strange. It's a steer in Rashi. Cool. Elamai, what Rashi means to say is the Pasuk says you have to have an Eidus that Shach Kasher Zomam. But what's shot in the Pasuk? One Rashi is telling us where. The other Rashi is telling us what? Where does it say you need Eidus Shetel Yochel Azima? In the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you need it to be that it's Kasher Zomam a bull. The other Rashi is telling us, but what's the reason you need it to be Kasher Zomam a bull? The reason is because It has to be that there's a deterrent. So all Tysus is saying over here is it's called kasher zamam. He doesn't mean that it's a kiyum of kasher zamam. It means this is enough of a deterrent for what the Torah said when the Torah required a deterrent. Where did the Torah require a deterrent? Kasher zamam.
But if you're going to give malchus for leisana, then what do you mean the whole thing of kasher zamam for? Kasher zamam, the whole point is to give a deterrent, and you just give malchus for leisana, and no one will ever eat the shakar.
You're right. But where does the Torah say that you need a deterrent? The Torah says by all ages you need a deterrent. You don't need kasher zamam for the deterrent, but you need the Torah to tell you that every ages always needs a deterrent. Where does it say that? By all ages, even when there's no malchus on lisana. All ages needs a deterrent. Where does it say that? In the words kasher zamam. That's where the words say it. So this case, I don't have regular kasher zamam, but the malchus is going to be another vekim of kasher zamam. The malchus as lisana is going to be another vekim of kasher zamam. Okay, Rabbi Isai, there's a lot. We're saying a lot of stuff over here, and this is the beginning. We're mamish building makas. When you build a masechta in the first amid, let's keep building. So that's Tosfos' teretz. I have a shaper at Yochel Azim. The kasha, fact Tosfos the imkain. If you just established that all you need is malchus in order to be considered a kiyum of kasher zamam, in order to be a kiyum of edush at Yochel Azim, the kasha the imkain. If what you said is right. My ka'amar beperik hayu boitkin. Gabe edei naira hamurasa. What does it say over there by Edom that came and said about a naira murasa that she was what? She was mezane. The ihi loy miktala. She will not be killed. Kiven the inhu loy miktali. Because they will not be killed if they would be found zoimimim. Mishum shiachaylim loymar lo Israel by labanu. That is what it says in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. And Tosfos is going to ask a kasha on it. What's the Gemara? Gemara says, two Edom walk in and say, this woman was mezana. Now every time, to figure out if we're going to punish the woman, what do we have to figure out? If these Edom would be zaymimim, would we punish the Edom? If we won't punish the Edom, if they were lying, then we won't punish the Isha. Why? Because Edosh Yati Yochel Azima. That's what the Gemara says. So let's figure it out. Two Edom walk in and say, Isha was Mezana. What's at stake? If we accept their Edus, we will kill her. What would be if we find out that they're Edom Zaymimim? Will we kill them? Says the Gemara, no. Why not? But they're Edom Zaymimim. Says the Gemara, because they could say, look, we just wanted to aser her on her husband. We didn't really come over here to kill her. So you have to do kasher zamam. What does kasher zamam literally mean? Like they planned, like they intended, like they plotted, like they schemed. That was not the scheme. That was not our plan. Now let's just clarify something over here. Wait, hold on a second. In order for an Isha to be chayv misa, she has to get hasra. So the Edom came in and said this woman got hasra? In order for her to get hasra on her husband, she doesn't need hasra. So we have a litmus test, it seems, as to whether or not she's coming to kill her, the Edom are coming to kill her, or just coming to hasra her. Did they say there was hasra or not? Because if they're just coming to hasra, they just have to say she was mezana. If they're coming to say that she's chayv misa, they have to say hasra. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a very specific case. A woman who's called chaverta, or an eshes chaver. And there's no need for Asra. So the Edom came in and said that there was no Asra. But still, there's two repercussions. What are those two repercussions? She's going to become Asra to her husband, and she's going to be dead. So now, if we catch the Edom, they can technically get off the hook by saying, we just came to Asra and her husband. Because that's true, says the Gemara, therefore, we're not going to kill the Edom, therefore, we're not going to kill the Isha. So what happens if two Edom walk in and say about an Eshes Chaver that she was Mezaneh? Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, she should be Asra.
Klum, Shum Klum.
Why should she be Asra?
Shum Klum. We don't accept the Edus.
If a regular, not Eshes Chaver, a regular woman, they come and say that she was with another man, right? Without a drug. At the front, we get them, will we pull it back on that, that they're Asra on their wives?
No. Well, one reason is loy below the Zara, and also because we don't do Isurim. It's to his wife. You're asking his wife. Okay, you have to deal with it. No. Deal with it. Frek Toisvis Akasha Umaiko Amar Vamikom Akum Loikin. says Tosfos, let's say they only came lo Yisrael by law. Let's change the case for a second. Let's say the case is we're talking about a woman who's not an Eishes Chaver. And two Eidim walk in and they say this woman is on there without Hasra. What are they clearly coming to do here? Yisrael Baila, and we find them Zoymimim. What's going to be their punishment? Malchus. Well, we're not going to Aser them on their wives, as David asked. Like Lazar, whatever reason is not happening, going to get Malchus. So, this person, even according to their admission, what should their punishment at least be?
Malchus.
And Malchus is enough of a kiyum of Eidishat Yachal Azima, Tosfos just said. So if you're right, that Malchus is enough to be called Eidishat Yachal Azima, in the case of Eishes Chaver, where we don't know what they came to do, but in the minimum, in the least, they came
to
Aser, Eidishat Yachal Azima.
That's the question.
What happens if they're just coming to Aser? They get Malchus.
So, sure,
so even according to their words, at least I have Malchus.
It has to be. It's just coming to Aser.
The Malchus is going to be Aser. What?
There's no warning, so it has to be. They're talking about just because they're trying to Aser.
Yeah.
They still have a mind, no?
What?
That's Tosfos's
kasha. Comes along the sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Dvir. He lives in Sanhedrin Morchevet. Frekta Beis Lechem Yehuda the following question. Beis Lechem Yehuda. Frekter, listen. I understand that if they're only coming La Isra, that the Malchus should be enough to make it Eidos Shati Yachal Azima. Why? Because what's the Malchus the punishment for? For the Eidos that you wanted to be Zamam La Isra. But in our case, we don't know exactly what this mama was. It could be you're also Zamam to kill her. Now, if you're Zamam to kill her, what's the appropriate punishment for Zamam to kill somebody?
Misa.
So is the Malchus a punishment for the Zmama on the Misa? Or is the Malchus a punishment for the Zmama La Isra? Be'etzem, there's Ke'ilu two Zmamas here. One Zmama has a punishment, the other's mama doesn't have a punishment. So why are you calling Eishet Yachal Azima? We're discussing, can we accept the Eidos Menageya to Misa? Now let me ask you a question. Does these Eidim, if they're found, do they get punished for this mama on Misa if you give them Malchus? Yes or no?
No.
The Malchus is not a punishment for the Zmama on Misa. The Malchus is a punishment for the Zmama on Isra. So you're right, there's etvas, a punishment here. But the punishment that you're getting is for the other Zmama, not for this Zmama. How do you call this? Eidos Shati Yachal Azima. Let me just bring out the kasha. Let's just celebrate this kasha. We're still holding by the first Esra, Rabbi Yisai. Let's celebrate this kasha. And then we're going to get to Rabbi Kamenetsky's teretz. Again. Tosfos's kasha was, listen, you're telling me Malchus is enough of a punishment for Eidos Shati Yachal Azima. So if you're also, she's going to, this Eidim should get Malchus, let them get Malchus. They get Malchus, Eidos Shati Yachal Azima. Why are you saying, by Eishes Chaver, that you Eidim come in and say that she was Mizaneh, that you can't believe them because they're not getting killed. So that they're getting killed, but they're getting Malchus. Frekta Beis Lechem Yehuda. He asks, listen, you're right, if she wasn't Eishes Chaver, and all you were Zamam to do was to Isra, you get Malchus for being Zamam lo Isra. That's Malchus' punishment for the Zmama. Fine. But over here, the Shaila was to get punished for that you should believe them on the Zmama to have her killed. On that, the Malchus isn't a punishment. The Malchus isn't a punishment for this mama to have her killed. The Malchus is a punishment for this mama to have her, to answer her. But we're damning whether or not you can be makabel the Eidos to kill her. And on that, there's no punishment. On that Eidos, it's Yati Yachal Azima. This is the kasha of the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Zok the Rav Hagoyin Rabbi Yehuda Kamenetsky. You want to say the Teretz?
It depends how we know this was said before.
Ah, says Rav Kamenetsky, Lefi, what we said, B'Shem Rav Shmuel. And by the way, if you look in Rav Shmuel, he says it himself in the very next line. Tonight, take a Rav Chidush Rav Shmuel and look at it in yourself. That Lefi Zetz, it's mature. What's the whole vart of Eidah Shabbatach Al-Azima? What's the whole point of it? A deterrent. So what I'm saying now, am I going to get petch for what I'm saying? Yes, it makes a difference if the petch comes from this side or the petch comes from that side. Makes a difference if the petch is a mechayiv from here. The fact is, if I say edus, I'm gonna get deterrent. I'm gonna get petch. Yeah. There's repercussions to this edus. It makes a difference if the repercussions mitzad this chelik of the edus or that chelik of the edus. The fact is, I'm saying edus that right now. So that's Tosis Teretz. That's Tosis Teretz. We'll see Tosis Teretz. We'll see that in a second. Chayre, that's Tosis Teretz. Chayre. But as far as the kasha, to just say that Malkus is enough of a deterrent for Misa, says Tosis, listen, this guy's getting Malkus. You could believe him. If he was lying, then he's gonna get serious petch. We're gonna beat him within an inch of his life. That's enough of a deterrent. Rav Kamenetsky is meant to say like this. If you say the vort of Eidah Shetach Azima is, you need a heftza of Eidos has to have Azama, so this Eidos has Azama, this Eidos doesn't have Azama, and therefore you could break up the Eidos into two different Chalokim, and then you have a Kasha. But if the whole vort of Eidah Shetach Azima is, you need something for us to prove that he's telling the truth, because if I was lying, and you catch me, I am going to get hit. That's the reality. Doesn't make a difference what the hit is coming mikoyach. If the hit's from loisane, if the hit's from kasher zomam, if the hit's from this half of the edus, it's from that half of the edus. The fact is, I get petch. The main effect is the kasha.
So why is the case of Haskoyin such a chiddush? You're getting killed. It's a deterrent. Who cares how? Meaning the Gemara.
Who said it's such a chiddush?
The
Gemara just says why you're not giving the same thing. Not that it's a chiddush that works.
What's the difference? If it's just a deterrent, who cares? You're not even getting killed, you're just getting knocked. You missed that before.
Right. Maj, where did it come from? Where do you just do whatever you want? Let's say someone zomim to give someone skila. We should just give him sreifa. Why not? Hey, I'm in the mood to do some sreifa. Let's burn him, you know? Yeah. But it was zomim on skila.
Kill someone, you're not even getting killed.
But where do we get it from? The Torah told us somewhere. It has to come from somewhere. We can't just pull out of a hat. You know what? Malkus, let's give him Misa. Why? I don't know. It'll work for Kasha Zom. Let's just do it. You don't just pick it out of nowhere. Can't just say, you know, we're in the mood. We haven't done a good strafe in a while. Let's do a strafe today. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. You don't just choose whichever Misa you want. So how did it go from being Zomam on one to the other? How'd that happen? You're right, if you would do it, it'll be a Kiyum. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, how did we get there? Okay. Rabbi said, let's go further. But Rabbi say it's noch al shver. Frek the or sameach. Reb Shmuel brings, it's Amar Makom number 3. Reb Shmuel brings an or sameach. The frek says noch al shver. Because you know what? You don't even get Malkus. You don't even get Malkus. Okay, I got it. Malkus maybe for this Aveira will work for that Aveira. For this Mama will work for that Mama. Fine. But guess what? You don't even get Malkus at all. Let's say two Adam walk in and two Adam say on an Isha that's not a Chaverta. That she was Zamam, and there was Hasra. What happens to her? She gets killed. Right? What? With Hasra. She gets killed. What happens to them? They get killed. What happens if there was Zamam and Isha, that she was Mizana, and there was no Hasra? They get Malkus. So why, when they get killed, don't they also get Malkus? Let them get both.
You get the stronger punishment.
Good, let them get both. Because they get the stronger punishment. So you don't get Malkus and Misa. Does anyone ever get Malkus and Misa? No. Mele Frektor Sameach. These Adam Zayman came out about Isha's Chaver. What was their intention? Think carefully. What was their intention?
Kill her.
About an Eishes Chaver, they said that she was Mazana without Hasra. What was their intention? We don't know what their intention was. They are telling us their intention was just to Asa her. Why are they saying that? They want to save their skin. But it could be that their intention was in fact to kill her. So what is their appropriate punishment? The answer is... we don't know what their appropriate punishment is. Because if they came only last to her, what's their punishment? Malchus. But if they came to kill her, what's their punishment?
Misa.
So can you give them Malchus?
Yeah.
No.
Instead of stopping at 39.
But if they also came to kill her, then the punishment is supposed to be Misa.
So you can't make up a new Malchus. For
you can't make up a new Malchus. We don't know if there's supposed to be Malchus over here.
They know that they can't kill her.
What do you mean? They could. It's just Chaver.
I know, but they know there's no Asra and they can't kill her.
It's just Chaver gets killed without Asra. It's just Chaver gets killed without Asra.
If they come into Beis Din, they say.
It's just Chaver was Mizana without Hasra. She gets killed.
How could they have Alan and not get killed?
What? The Adam get Malchus. She gets killed. They'll get Malchus because we won't.
We don't kill
her. Eishes Chaver. We will kill her. We won't kill them.
Why don't we kill them?
Because we don't know what their intention was.
They obviously came to Eishes Chaver. They said
no. Maybe they just
maybe
came.
They didn't know she was
maybe yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they knew.
Okay. You still kill. We don't because that's Eishes Yati Yochel Azima. That because it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. That's the question. Why is it Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima? Why don't we do it? Because of this. You step behind. You step behind. Your head's not working clearly today. Yeah. Yeah.
We should kill them. We don't kill them because we don't know what their intentions are, right?
Right.
But when they come in, we know that they know that she's not going to get killed, no?
Well, now she's not going to get killed.
But they didn't know that. She's just saying when they came in, the Eishes Chaver. They know that if they don't kill it, they know that she won't get killed.
So what's your point?
So how come you know their intentions?
No, you're after. You can't do that. We're going step by step. First, to start, let's assume that she is going to be believed. The Edom are going to be believed. But that's our question. Why not give them Malchus, and then we could kill her, and then everything's fine. Why not? That's the first question. Give them Malchus, because...
We don't know what their intentions are.
Yeah, and we don't know their intentions, we should give them Malchus. That's the discussion. But now we're saying you can't give them Malchus. You have to go step by step. You can't go afterwards. Now that we know afterwards, so therefore we know... The first step is to aid and walk in. As far as we know, we're going to accept their aidus. Why not? Because we're not going to punish them, but we're going to give them Malchus. And give them Malchus, we should accept their aidus. But the Gemara says you don't, so why don't we? That's the question. Ask the Or Samech, but wait a second, you can't even give them Malchus. Why not? Because we don't know what their intentions are. Maybe their intentions are Taka never killed, and therefore then they really are.
You said you can't get Misa and Malchus together.
Right. Yeah, but over here, this could be this person's really Chayav Misa.
But they're at least getting Malchus. Either way, they would be getting
Malchus.
No.
If they were Chayav Misa, they'd still be Chayav Malchus. You wouldn't be able to give it to them. Now that we're not able to give them the Misa.
So you could say the following Teretz, Rabbi Say. You could say the following Teretz. The Vart of you, that person doesn't get Misa and Malchus. Is the pshat that he's only chayiv one punishment? He's only chayiv misa, not chayiv malchus. And you give him malchus, give him the wrong thing. But the pshat is, I can't give you both punishments. I can't be mechayiv you both of them. But you're about a chayiv malchus. It's just that Beis Din has to choose from the two punishments. Which one should we choose? The more strict one. But what happens if the more strict one, for some reason, is not an option today? Then we're going to go to Malchus, because you're Chayiv Malchus. If you understand the pshat is you're not Chayiv Malchus. So over here, I'd say, I don't know what this person's Chayiv. Maybe they didn't Zom a Chayiv Misa, because maybe there was Zom on the Misa. Maybe they didn't Zom a Chayiv Malchus, because maybe they're only Zom on the Asra. I don't know what their Chayiv is. I can't give them Malchus. But if, hold on a second, but if you say the pshat is, you're Havana Chayiv both. It's just, I can't give you both. Pick which one Bezin do you want to give? Bezin's going to give, obviously, the more Chomer punishments. So that's only if Beis Din has the ability to access the more chamer punishment. If for whatever reason Beis Din can't give the more chamer punishment, like in our case, what's Beis Din gonna pick? We'll pick Malchus.
I mean, where's the first time you just get a Misa then?
You can't give Misa here though, because we don't know if he's Chai Misa.
We said he's
That's in a case when we know for sure you're chayiv both. If you know that you did both averus, we know you did both. So then you're chayiv misa, you're not chayiv malchus. But over here we're not sure if he's chayiv misa. So over here we're like stuck. We can't give him misa, so we want to give him malchus. You can't give him malchus because maybe he's chayiv misa. It's chayiv misa, not chayiv malchus. So you can't give him either. You're koreach mikan or mikan because I can't give him misa because maybe he was never zaman misa. Can't give him malchus because maybe he was zaman misa. So says Reb Shmuel, yeah, but maybe the vote of Kedei Rishos, not in a chayiv both, you're chayiv both. You did two averus, why are you chayiv both? It's just that Bezdin doesn't punish him twice. You're going to give him one punishment. Kedei Risha Achas Atom Mechayivoy. You're only going to give him one of the, but what happens if you can't give him that one, give him the other.
So let's say we give him one, so the one that we find out is
to give him. Very good. Good, Kasha. Good. Ezra, not rusty at all. Very good. Therefore, what? He's saying on what Ezra said?
Yeah.
No, he's saying, but there's two Averis. So the Shaila is, can you mechayiv now for the second Avera? Okay, we have to see what the Tim says in the case.
I'm saying that even in the Misa, where the guy's chayiv Misa, he's saying that Malchus in there? He's saying that in the Misa, because
no,
if you're
not saying that.
So then how, it's not a complete thing around me in any situation, either it's Chai Malkus or Misa, not both.
It's not Chai both. Chai both.
Why? When you're killing a lady, you're ushering her husband also? When you're killing her? No, it's a separate thing.
And Chanaim, the Bezdin, the din of Kedei Rishos is that we only can choose one punishment.
But there's not two to choose from.
Why not?
Only Misa.
Why?
That's the whole question.
Yeah.
Only Misa can choose from.
That's because we thought Kedei Rishasa means you only chayev one, you're not chayev both. Now we're saying no, Kedei Rishasa is saying you chayev both. I'm just, Bezdin can only give you one of them.
How's the Malchus in the Misa? You're
it's not in the Misa. It's not in the Misa.
Then what are you getting Malchus for? For what?
For Loisana. Get a Malchus for Loisana.
You only get one.
Right.
This is not two. This is not one of Eira or two of Eira that have two different punishments. This is one of Eira that has one punishment. Misa,
simple. No, it's two Averis. There's the Kasha Zamam and there's the Loisana. Yeah, you're right. It's only if we do our Kasha Zamam and Loisana to split it up.
If it's two separate things, why can't we give them both?
Because the Gzeres HaKasav, you don't give two punishments. You don't do that. That's right. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So I think we're good with Tosis's Kasha. Tosis's Kasha now stands. Vos de Kasha, in a case when the Edom come on a Eishes Chaver, and an Eishes Chaver there may that she was Mizaneh, there's no Asra, then what would happen to her was, we would in theory kill her, she would also be Asra on her husband, but we won't believe them because we can't turn it back on them. It's Eidus Shiati Yachal Azima. Because they can say, maybe we only came L'Oisra, not to kill her. Now, L'Maisa, even if you just came L'Oisra, it should be Malchus. If there should be Malchus, so then what? So then, why does the Malchus not function as your Eidus Shiati Yachal Azima? No, so we answered our Sameach also. First, we had a Kasha that's for a different Zmama. Then we said, that's the same Yisrael, it doesn't bother us because the Maisa, this is the deterrent. Then we have a Kasha, it shouldn't even be Malchus because maybe you're Chai Misa. We said, even if maybe you're Chai Misa, if I'm not going to give the Misa, so then I could give the Malchus. So there should be Malchus over here. Bottom line is Malchus. Why is that not enough? Answer is Taisvis, V'yesh Leimar, D'hasam kivan cheboyin l'chaiva Misa, V'zamamu l'hareges ha-nefesh, Loi mekayim kasha zama b'malkus, da behed yeksiv nefesh b'nefesh, gabi hazama de'edus nefashis, v'lechoshiv yochel azima b'malkus. Says Tosfos, listen, we want a deterrent to get someone to stop from lying in Beis Din. And in order to do that, it's got to be that there's got some sort of equal playing field. It's got to be that person's got to figure out what is at stake, what he stands to lose, and what he stands to gain. So therefore, we've got to even a little bit the stakes. You can only win what you put down. So if you want to kill someone else, you're going to have to put that down. I'm understanding. Tosis is saying, Vaitu, the same svar we were saying before. Listen, you want a deterrence. deter someone from coming in and saying Eidos. If you want to deter someone from Bezdin killing him, you've got to tell him, buddy, you lie, you're dead. And there the deterrent is significant. But if I want to get a deterrent to have someone killed, and you give me Malchus, that's just not good enough. Because if you want to kill someone, you might be willing to take that risk. I'll take that risk. I'll do that. Because all I got to put down is Malchus. Hurts. It's going to hurt for a while, but I get over it. And my upside is that this guy's going to be out of my life. So Taisa says, that's not enough of a deterrent.
Yeah, but is the deterrent legitimate? Are they actually going to get Misa if they end up being Zayim?
Yes.
But I thought they could just testify.
So that's why over here this is not enough of a deterrent, because over here we're only going to give him Malchus. Malchus is not for the deterrent if you're saying that you're going to have this woman killed. Therefore, the deterrent is not big enough.
Why isn't it just shout the Aphalazim of they're claiming the only king to ask her for audience. So it should be Eidus Shati Aphalazim for that. Meaning we're saying that since they wanted to come and kill her, it's not going to be the
Shidat. So saying we should accept the Eidus Klape that. Yeah, there's a problem of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa, but
L'Kula. But according to them, it's not, because they didn't know. They're claiming that it's... They didn't know.
I know that, but for us it is, because we know that the Eidus now is going to be... Can't have that Eidus be believed for this enough.
Is it so crazy for Bezdin to ask the Aiden like what they're trying to accomplish over here? Just they know exactly like.
Okay, you have to, okay. Good question.
Right before they come in, they say about the Aiden.
There's no Pagina here. How do you put the Aiden? Pagina di Buiz. Half I'll take, half I won't take. Over here, it's one Aiden. You can't say when I gave this, we believe that. We don't believe you. It doesn't.
Then you're really messed up in some reason.
So Rabbi Yisai, the language of Tosfos is also sounds like Tosfos is bringing Gzeres HaKosovs. Tosfos says Nefesh B'Nefesh Psukim. If you look at the Tosfos Shans, guess what? He doesn't say any of that stuff. He just says that Malchus doesn't work for Misa. Doesn't bring the Gzeres HaKosovs of Nefesh. And even in Tosfos, we could say again. Tosfos is just saying the Pasuk is telling us you need this. What does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk means because you need a deterrent. And the Pasuk says the deterrent for Nefesh is Nefesh. That's how I know the deterrent has to be equal. How do I know you need an equal playing field? How do I know you can only get what you put down? You can only win what you put down. How do I know that it has to be equal stakes? That I know from the Pasuk, Nefesh b'Nefesh. Says Tosfos. Again. Let's see Tosfos again. V'yei shlami. D'hazam kivin shabayin l'chayva miso v'zama l'harigas ha'nefesh l'mekayim kash zama malkus d'behed yaksiv nefesh b'nefesh gabi ha'zama d'edis nefashis v'lo choshev edis yochel ha'zima b'malkus aval hacha. So Tosfos, but in our case shiloi kivin ela lashvuya ben gerusha ben chalutza, he only came to make him into a ben gerusha ben chalutza d'leka ki'im lav be'alma kivin shalaku choshev sh'apir edis ati yochel ha'zima. So Rabbi Yisai, there's some words here I want to try to figure out. This is, but by us, it's okay. By us, it's enough. By us, Malchus is going to work. Over there, where, what are you trying to do to that Isha? What are you trying to do to that person over there? Have them killed. Malchus, not enough. Nefesh b'nefesh. But over here, what are you trying to do to the guy? Sachako, what are you trying to do to him? Make him into a? So what's that? Leka ki im lav be'alma. What does Tosfos mean by those words? Leka ki im lav ba'alma. Over here, when it's ben gerusha ben chalutza, the leka ki im lav ba'alma. What's the main Tosfos? Leka ki im lav ba'alma.
It's a real lav and get Malchus. So it's like exactly even.
It's only making him have lavin. It's only making him have lavin. Ki im lav ba'alma. What happens if a chalal does avoida? What's
Malchus.
He over?
Malchus.
What's he over? A lav. What's he going to get? Like a king of love, ba'alma. Just a love. So, in other words, what are you basically doing to this guy? Giving him love him. Therefore, what we're going to do to you is Malchus, and that's cool. Frek the Aruch Lener. What happens if this Chalol does a Boydon Shabbos? Now, are you allowed to burn things on Shabbos?
No.
So why are we allowed to bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos?
Teres says,
Avoida is allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's Doicha Shabbos. Karbanos on Shabbos. What happens if what you're doing is not Avoida? You're in big trouble. As a matter of fact, a Cholol that does Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, if he gets Azra, is going to be killed! What do you mean, leka ki'im lav ba'alma? There's a lot more than a lav going on over here. There's death. He will be killed if he does the avoid on Shabbos.
Is any, cause him to get killed. He caused him that if he does an action, he will get killed.
Same thing over here. What does it mean, lakakim la ba'alma? Good, good. What does it mean, lakakim la ba'alma? I didn't cause him to be over alav. I caused him that if he does the mitzah, he'll be over alav.
Everything he did before was alav, man.
And then what he did before is also Misa. Did he do Avodah on Shabbos, this guy?
He couldn't have had Asra.
I don't know.
He couldn't have had Asra.
Probably, yes. He didn't have, what?
He couldn't have had Asra.
He didn't have Asra, but it's still not a Lav Ba'alma. It's not a Lav Ba'alma. It's Misa. He's not Mechuy Misa, but it's not a Lav Ba'alma. I hear. What does it mean, Lav Ba'alma, though? It's not Lav Ba'alma. There's, you're right, maybe not be, might not be Chayiv Misa. I think Daruch Lener, I can't say Mr. Boat. That would be the most foolish thing I could possibly say. I think there's another pshat over here, other than the Daruch Lener. I would like to suggest. And I'm going up against heavy hitters over here, Daruch Lener and the Rashash, I think. I think there's another pshat. What does Taisus mean? The Taisus means that now that I made him into a cholol, if he does the avoidah, he's going to get malchus. Why do we think that if I made him into a cholol, then he's going to go do the avoidah and get malchus? We think he's going to go up to the peasant. I don't care what you say. I'm doing it anyway. Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
The guy
won't let him.
He already did it, Rebbe.
I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about the future. Okay, hold on. Hear me out. We think he's going to go into the basement and say, I'm doing avoidah on Shabbos. So you crazy? We're going to kill you. He's going to do it anyway. I'm going to show you, Bezdin, because I know better than Eidzim. Who said? What is Taisa saying? I think Taisa is saying something else. The Eidzimim, what is he putting on him? What is he putting on him? Now I'm creating a false reality. What's the false reality I'm creating to this Cholol?
There's a Cholol.
Love him. Cholol. The cholol reality is lavin. That's what I've created. A false reality of lavin. This that I have created a false reality of lavin on him. That don't really exist. Because really he's Yisrael. Is he really allowed to do the avoida? So because all I'm creating is a false reality of lavin, so therefore the repercussion of Malkus is considered to be equal. Now, does that mean that this guy is going to go do the lavim? No, he's not going to do the lavim. Is he going to go do the avodah Shabbos? No. Did I create the isser of loy sevaru eish v'chol mosh v'seichem on this person? Did I create the isser of Shabbos on this person? No, he always is a Shabbos. The shaila was, would he be allowed, would he do the avodah or not do the avodah? Is this a situation of loy sevaru or not? But I didn't create, the only thing I created for him was lavim of avodah that I created because they don't really exist. And I created them. So what I created was Ki'im Lav Ba'alma. I didn't create Isra Shabbos. Isra Shabbos was there way before I came around.
It wasn't on him.
Isra Shabbos wasn't on him? But did I create a Lav? What did I create? Okay, you Bitul Aseh, and you create an Lav, that's fine. Ki'im Lav Ba'alma, Bitul Aseh, and that stuff is fine. I created the reality that I'm putting on him. The Zmama is... The placing of the lav, not the being over on the lav.
Then why does he get Malkus to begin with?
Does who get Malkus?
The
Eidzomi. Asle Sane.
So then it has nothing to do with Lav Ba'alma.
Correct. But the Shaila is, do we say that Malkus is going to be enough to be for Eidesh Yatiyachal Azima? So on Ben Gurush Men Chalutza, you're not giving him Kasha Zomam. This mama was, make him a cholol. You want to make him a cholol? Can't do that. Why? For whatever reason. So give him Malkus. Aslisana. Does Malkus Aslisana work for Kasha Zomam? Is that enough for Eidesh Atiyach Lazima? Let's see. What did you want to create on this person? So in the case of the Isha, I wanted to make her killed. I want to make her dead. Make someone dead. It's not enough for me to get Malkus. But if you, what did I want to do with this cholol? I want to place Isurim on him. I placed Isurim on him for Malkus. That's enough. Yeah, but you're going to have him killed. I'm not having him killed. He's not going to do the avoida. He's not that crazy. The Kohenim aren't going to let him in the base of Mikdash. It's not happening.
Why can't we see
this
Yimachai him Freya? Because he's like Rashi. He's saying he's being made on his mother. He's being made Ben
Chalutza. Right. Right.
You're saying that his mother.
Correct.
He's been a cholol his whole life.
So what?
So now he's chayv lavin on whatever he's doing. No, because
it's not misa. There's no
such. Right. Yeah. But it's all. Yeah. It's all.
It's still lavin.
Enochanami. Okay. Could be. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let me get invited. I want to finish up the Tosis because we got to start the Gemara next week. So Tosis, we're going to go over time. I'm sorry. I would love to not go. I don't want to go. I timed everything perfectly. We just start on time. V'gabi edus de ben gerusha ben chalutza lo yichashinan klal vat yochel azima. The mehecha nafkala and the beinan erishat yochel azima ma'kasha zomam. V'muchich begomar de kasha zomam lo nechtav v'gabi edus de ben gerusha ben chalutza lo yichoy klal ale b'shum tzad sheba oylam. Whoa, that's heavy language there. Taisa says, there is no kasha zomam bechlal by ben gerusha ben chalutza. What do you mean? I thought you said the malchus is kasha zomam. No. There's no malchus. All Taisa meant before was that you're getting malchus as loisana. That will be enough to be considered kasher zamam, but it's not kasher zamam. Now Taisa is saying, forget it. You don't need kasher. You don't need erishat yochel azima ben gush ben chalutza. Because now Taisa is l'chayra saying the whole din of erishat yochel azima is just akzeris hakasav, and it's only where it says it. Over there by Naim Rasa, for sure there is a din of Kasha Zomam. So therefore you need it to be at Yochel Azim, lekach bin at Yochel Azim. Last Kasha of Tosis. V'yesh ledaktik. Amaylo nokat midinon v'ish pleini shuhu mamzer. Why does the Mishnah have to talk about a case? You know, plenty of ben gush ben chalutza. Listen to me carefully. The target, is only kohanim. Why do we have to pick a case when the Adam zaymimim targeted kohanim to make them ben gush ben chalutza? Make a much simpler case.
Mamzer affects the person also.
Plenty shuhu mamzer. Why don't they just man on someone that he's a mamzer? That's very simple. A much more simple case. Does this shayach bein b'Yisrael bein b'kayanim bein b'gusha bein u'ben gerusha lo pasal b'kayanim? That's his kasha. V'yesh li yashiv din nokte mishum d'koya azoy mebas koyin ki d'isa b'gamar el kach nokat midi d'shayach b'kuhuna. You're right. Mamza would have been a better case, but because we're coming off of the tales of Meseches Sanhedrin, at the end of the Meseches Sanhedrin was talking about zoy meme bas koyin u'bayala, talking about bas koyin, talking about kuhuna, we're in kuhuna state of mind. This. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Yisai. Zokt Rabbi Kiva Eger, Moira Dik in the Veltarain. Zokt Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mamzer is not a good case. Mamzer would not be a good case. It wouldn't work. He's saying a different teretz to Tosfos, yeah? Yeah. Different teretz, yeah. Mamzer would not be a good case. Why? Because let's play this out. Two Adam walk in and say, this guy's a mamzer. What is his halachic status right now, if he's a mamzer? Let's say we accept the Adis. Who's he allowed to marry?
Only a chalal gieres.
Only a mamzeres. Gieres. Right, only those people. What about marrying a regular Yisraelis? Nope. Out of the question. Okay, now the Adam are found out to be Zoymimim. They were regular Yisraelim. They weren't mamzerim, or else we wouldn't have a shayla of kasher zomam because they're already a mamzer. They're regular Yisraelim, right? So what do we want to do to them? We want to make them usher in a bas Yisrael. What about having them marry a mamzeres now? Now, what is he really? Yeah, but that's okay. But that's what the Gemara says why it won't work. But we're entertaining the Havamina. I mean, the Havamina still. In the Havamina, the Gemara should have used this as an example of why loy v'lozara doesn't work. So we want to make him into a mamzer. Okay, let's try to make him into a mamzer. So now is he going to be allowed to marry a bas Yisrael? No. What about marrying a mamzeres? Would he be allowed to marry a mamzeres?
He's
really a Yisrael.
Is he getting the din of a mamzer, or is he actually...
Ah, very good. Hold on, say very good. Good. Hold on. He's really Yisrael, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. If he's really Yisrael, so then he's not going to be mutter in a mamzeres. We're going to make him usher in a bas Yisrael. But he's also going to be usher in a mamzeres. So what was he zomam to do? He was zomam to make someone usher in a bas Yisrael, but mutter in a mamzeres. And we're going to do to him, we're going to make him usher in a bas Yisrael and in a mamzeres. It's more than kasher zomam. It's too much punishment.
We're not making him more than... We're not making him answer to mums. That's the previous.
This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's parents. Shai, why does Tosis argue? You could say Tosis just argues because I didn't make him usher in a mamzeres. He was usher in a mamzeres mitzad himself. I didn't do that. So it's not called we did more. He'll end up in a more difficult situation. You're right. That's not called doing more. That's one thing. Or you could say perhaps differently. Pois Yosef is meduyak, Rabbi Yisai. The Pois Yosef understands that if you would make someone into a mamzer, guess what? He would be mutter in a mamzeres. Yeah, this eight zayimim that started out as a Yisrael
after you do kasha zaman, he becomes mutter and eats. There's a massive chiddush. So the chayyah, what's the machlokes talian as follows? The parasitism is understanding what happens when you say kasha zaman. Kasha zaman means he becomes a mamzer. And what does Rabbi Kiva Eger hold? We give him the dine mamzer. He's not a mamzer. How did he become a mamzer? He's not a mamzer bechlal. He's a Yisrael. A mamzer is someone whose mother was mezana when she was married. His mother wasn't mezana when he's married. So the person understands it's meridik. There's this you can recreate a reality. There's two ways to become a mamzer. Hetzu Rabbi Sai. Two ways to become a mamzer. One way to become a mamzer is if your mother is mezana. Another way is to be an eid zaymein. Persis. Now the mice it won't happen because if you do that to him, what happens to his kids? Well, sometimes I'm loy velazaroy. Only to him, being in kashdan v'lek, it won't happen. But you understand it's a pele.
Why? Mezun size. That's it.
Rabbi Sai, we're gonna have to continue with this more. I have a lot to say here, Rabbi Sai, before we leave. First of all, like this. Rabbi Sai, we're mamish shtelling the yisoidus, the main yisoidus of Makkos. And we threw them all over the place. And we said havaminas, we said different things. Tomorrow, we're doing chazara. Rabbi Kamenetsky has already been working hard on bringing together all the yisoidus. But the olam has to be here tomorrow. We have to make this happen. Because next week, we're going to start flying. So, Rabbi Sai, the olam has to know the yisoidus. We have to know what we said. It's not too hard. And I'm telling you that there are certain nuances and details that maybe you didn't chap. And tomorrow we're going to go over everything that we set up until now. So I'm begging the Olam be here tomorrow for the sake of the rest of the Zman. Just be here tomorrow that we can learn Shtak. After we finish, Beis Hashem, the Olam was invited to go to the beach tomorrow. The Olam should be able to like relax a little bit. I'd like to share with you just a quick part on this week's parasha before we leave. The parasha begins with Dasan Va'avirim. Dasan Va'avirim were huge. They were huge people. Bekroi Ve'akadesh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, on Dasan Avinim, they're bigger than me. He told Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't like sugarcoat anything. He said, Dasan Avinim, they're bigger than the two of us. They're bigger than the two of us. So their chet was obviously, was a dakas min adak. It was a very, very small chet. It was a teeny little chet. It was a chet, but it was a teeny little chet. If you look at the end of this week's parasha, you're talking about the worst sins imaginable. Talking about people who are living with behemoths, incest, and all different types of horrible, despicable, mamish, the lowest of the low. The parasha starts with this teeny, edel chet, the dasan vavirim. You can't even imagine what type of, like for us, it probably would have been the biggest mitzvah. And it ends up with this, like the chatam that we wouldn't even think about doing. And the pasuk, I think, is telling us something important. Is if you are going to make light of little sins, you're making light of big sins. You think that you could do something and it's not so bad, and you think that I'm just going to just deal with the really bad ones. Well, guess what? It doesn't work that way. The Yetzer Hara has you, he's got you. Chovas HaVavas says something huge. He says, everything a person does is either a mitzvah or an avera. There's no in-between. It's either right or it's wrong. Period. So Rabbi Sai, sometimes I speak to people about different places that they could go, different things they could do. People ask me, is it so bad? Is it really so bad? So how bad does it have to be in order for it to be wrong? The answer is, it just has to be bad. If it's a little bad, it's wrong. It's not a question of, now, we talk about, for example, there's a tremendous mashicha people have to go to the beach and to find. Some people say, I'll find a beach where there's no one around. I'll just, you know, I won't look. I won't, how bad it's, you know, and that people are just, they're just trying to like, just, I'm not doing it. I'm not looking for like big averus. Maybe it's not so good, but it's not so bad. So, I'm telling you, you allow the Yetzer Hara in, he's going in all the way. He's going to go for the jugular. He's not just taking a little bit. He's going for Averus Chamuras B'Yoyser, which you should know that Gedolei Yisrael wrote about the beach. You should take a look at what Rav Moshe writes about the beach. He discusses that beach perhaps is Yarg Val Yavar to go to a mixed beach, to walk by a mixed beach.
That means better kill yourself than go to the beach. Now, before you do that, just consult with me, and we'll talk about it. But I want you to understand. So, the magnitude of a person going to this such a place. But wait, like, is it so bad, really? Is it so bad if I just find a little spot? I'm not really looking. I'm not going to see. And like this, it's always going all the way. And a person that steps in the arena, he is exposing himself to everything. So, we're going to try to avail you of opportunities to enjoy. This world is meant to be enjoyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Berachas Hanenin. Enjoy yourself. You want to enjoy the beach? Enjoy. My Rebbe loves the beach. He loves the beach. There's like legends about my Rebbe that during Ben Azmanim, he won't be Masada Kedushin unless someone has a private car taking him to the beach and back from the beach. He has to go to the beach every day, Ben Azmanim. He's crazy about the beach. And he doesn't swim, by the way. Rav David doesn't know how to swim. Just loves standing there. He loves the lake. I don't get it, but that's him, okay? The beach is, it's okay to love the beach. It's okay to love the beach, but I'm pretty confident that Rav David never saw anything at the beach he wasn't supposed to see because he never put himself in that situation. So we could do this in a way that's appropriate in the right time and in the right place, and we can continue Be'ez Hashem to shteig all together. Have a good time.